Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran says that President Trump's declaration on Jerusalem is only hastening the destruction of the Jewish state. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman joins me in a moment to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What about the Iranian defense minister going back to what happened when President Trump in the White House pronounced to the world that the United States was going to recognize Jerusalem as the political capital of the Jewish state of Israel, and Iran, their defense minister, saying this is only going to hasten the Israeli destruction. Now, that's a statement that actually does fit towards prophecy, but I don't think they're going to be the ones to do it.
Well, it's interesting. I think the Iranians, certainly in the leadership in Tehran, believe that they will be flowing into Jerusalem, led by the Mahdi. That's their 12th Imam, the hidden Imam, who will return. This is their eschatology in Shiite Islam. The Sunnis share much of it as well, by the way. It is a scarcely veiled threat. The Iranians are now working extensively with Hamas, Hezbollah, and other terrorist groups, both inside Gaza, inside the West Bank, and in Lebanon. There have been a series of dramatic developments over the past 2 weeks, with the Quds Force moving its allies from Iraq. This is Qais Qazali, who's on the U.S. terrorism list. He's one of the leaders of the Popular Mobilization Forces. Qasem Soleimani, the head of the Quds Force, ordered him to make a journey from Iraq across the newly liberated border into Syria, and then through Syrian government-held territory all the way down to the Golan Heights, and then on the other side to go to Beirut and go down to the Lebanese border with Israel. This is and all of this was done openly at the beginning of this month. I think it was an absolutely brazen show of force by the Iranians, and you have to wonder, really, this guy was moving around in a convoy, a very large military convoy, on open roads during daylight hours. And during all that time, he had to have been spotted both by Israeli air patrol and by American surveillance. And you got to wonder why he's still alive.
Ken Timmerman with a report on Iran's threat to Israel in light of the Trump declaration on Jerusalem. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Iran is one of the alignment of nations that want to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, as foretold in Psalm 83, verse 4. When you factor in Jerusalem, it only enhances the scenario happening much sooner. That's Zechariah chapter 1 and verse 15. Current events are indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...